At the Military Heritage Museum in Punta Gorda, Florida, Jamili, a 70-year-old Vietnam veteran, sits in front of a video camera. Martin Mattert, a producer with the Witness to War website, angles to pin a small microphone onto the former combat engineer's lapel.
If you lift your arm up from me, I'm draped this wire underneath you.
Good deal.
Witness to War, a nonprofit group, has recorded more than 6,000 oral histories from veterans and current service members.
Let me get a little bit more information from you. You served, obviously, in the 1st Infantry Division.
Yeah. I was in Charlie Company, 1st Engineers. We were a sapper unit.
When Mealy's video testimony is posted, viewers will be able to hear him recount his days as a demolition expert and later as a self-described tunnel rat who crawled through underground enemy bunkers.
Put yourself in a closet and close the door. It's pitch black. You have a little flashlight. They can see you all the way down, and you can't see them.
Mealy says for decades, he rarely spoke about Vietnam. But after he began volunteering at the Military Heritage Museum several years ago, visitors began asking him about his service.
It feels good that people want to listen to what you did over there. I think with a lot of Vietnam vets, or even World War II or Korean War, there was no way of getting it off their chest.
Witness to War is just one of several dozen initiatives that are gathering oral histories around the country. The organization shares them with the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress. Visitors can view them at the library in Washington, D.C. and online. Project Director Karen Lloyd says the collection includes the voices of more than 110,000 veterans.
We got over 3,400 interviews last year, and my staff did less than 200. So that really talks to the volunteer effort that's going on across our nation.
Scout troops, houses of worship, and retirement homes are among those that have gathered oral histories. And Lloyd says there's a simple reason why. It's because they can. In an age where even Hollywood movies can be shot on an iPhone, more people than ever have the ability to produce content.
You don't need a professional sound studio to get a great interview. What you need is a tripod, a couple of lavalier mics, a splitter so that you can put both mics into the smart device that you're using, be it a phone or a tablet. It's so much easier.
This past year, the VHP website had more than 3.5 million page views, and about 40 school groups visited the collection at the Library of Congress. Back at the Military Heritage Museum in Punta Gorda, the Witness to War taping continues with Mike Bernicki, a 36-year-old sergeant with the Florida National Guard.
And if you wouldn't mind, just scoot back 1 inch. Give a little bit of free space.
Bernicki has served for 18 years and has been deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, and most recently to Syria. Interviewer Mattert guides him through his military journey, beginning with his first deployment in 2005.
So tell me about the trip. Where did you arrive? What were your first impressions?
We flew into Kuwait. I actually turned 23 years old on the flight over, and I remember as soon as we crossed the wire, it was real.
Bernicki, a high school English teacher, just concluded his third overseas tour in November. He says it's important for troops and veterans to share their experiences.
I feel like the more we talk about things, especially like veteran suicide, the less power you give it. So by making something normal and talking about it openly, I think that puts a lot of the regret, a lot of the guilt, a lot of that stuff to bed.
So many people signed up to be interviewed in Punta Gorda that it took 3 days to record them all. Karen Lloyd at the Library of Congress says with 18 million veterans in the country, there are a lot of stories yet to be told. In Punta Gorda, Florida, I'm Kathy Carter.